Ki mitzion tetzei Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Yudin from Amat Beit Shemesh, and today we'll be learning about Mincha on Shabbos. What a beautiful Shmona Esrei it is. Short, but so precious and packed. And we say on Shabbos in Shmona Esrei Mincha, Atza echad v'shimcha echad u'mika amcha Yisrael gai echad ba'aretz. Hashem, you are one, your name is one, and who is like your special, unique nation? And it goes on and says, I'm skipping a little bit. Yom Menucha uktusha la'amcha natata. It describes the day of Shabbos, a day of rest and of holiness that you gave to your nation. Again, skipping a little bit to describe this Menucha, this special rest. Menuchas ava unedava. It's a rest of love and magnanimity. Menuchas emet ve'emuna. A Menucha, a rest of truth and of faith. Menuchas shalom v'shalva v'hashkeit v'vetach. A special rest, which is a rest of peace and of tranquility and of stillness, a secure one. Menucha shalima sha'ata rotzeba, a complete menucha, a complete rest that you Hashem want. A beautiful, beautiful description. What's going on here? What is this beautiful description of this special rest that we have on Shabbos? So the pasuk in Parshat Mishpatim says, Parak Chav Gimel Pasuk Yud Bet says, Shesh yam ta'aseh ma'asecha, do work on 6 days of the week, u'biyom ha'shvi'i tishbon, and rest on the seventh day. Laman yanuach shorcha v'chamorecha, so that your animals can rest. V'yinafash ben amatzcha v'hager. And that the ger, the convert, and the son of your maidservant can rest also. So Sefer Lakach Tov points out there's two different languages of resting here. First, it says yanuach, to rest, that kind of rest when it comes to animals. And when it comes to people, it says vayinafash, a different form of resting. So what's the difference? So the Sefer Lakach Tov brings, he says very beautiful, when it comes to animals, it's just a rest. It's a physical rest. That's yanuach. When it comes to people, though, it's vayinafash. What's vayinafash? Vayinafash is a resting of the soul, of a nefesh, it's a soul resting. It's not just a resting of the body, it's a resting of the soul. And that is this beautiful description that we're seeing in the bracha in Shmona Esrei that we speak about at Mincha. We've gone through a whole Shabbos. Not a whole Shabbos, but a large part of Shabbos. We had the night, we had the morning, and now we're ready in the afternoon. And we've experienced Shabbos. So maybe it started off as a physical resting, not doing certain things and having to rest. But as Shabbos has gone on and we've spent more time just with Hashem and spending time with Him, it turns into we realize and appreciate what a complete, beautiful soul resting that it is. It's time to take off and just spend time with the Ribbono Shel Olam, with the Master of the world. It's not just about not doing certain things. It's about literally having time. It's a deeper rest. It's not just a kick up your feet or go to the beach rest of that kind of vacation. It's a deeper rest that brings shalva, v'hashket, v'vetach, tranquility and peace. When we stop and we connect with the Master of the world and we sit and we spend time with Him, that is true peace. That is true resting. That's soul resting. Sure, there's also physical resting, but that's soul resting. And that brings completeness. And that brings calmness. And that brings the true menuchat hanefesh, tranquility that a person has. Rav Pinkus in Shabbat Malkasa says very, very beautifully, a sefer, he speaks about what Shabbos is. He says, he gives a parable. He says, imagine there's a couple that's going out pretty seriously, you know, and they're dating. And it could be seriously, it could be not. A couple that's dating. And basically, all of a sudden, they're trying to get out of the car, and it's locked, and they can't get out. So they have to call someone to come down and unlock the car. If it's a great date, and you're enjoying your time, like, yes, we have to wait till the person comes and unlocks the door. We have another hour together. Awesome. This is so exciting. If it's like a miserable date and you're like counting down the minutes to get out, you're like, oh my gosh, I have to wait another half hour till someone comes and unlocks the door, hour, whatever it is. That's crazy. How am I going to manage it?
And he says basically, beautifully, that Shabbos is our date with the Ribbono Shel Olam, with the Master of the World. It's our time to sit and spend time with him. It's soul resting. It's filling ourselves up spiritually. If we're not so connected to God, then we're like counting down the minutes. When is it over so I could do my stuff and get back to my phone and get back to my things? The more we connect with Hashem and we enjoy the date with him and we appreciate our relationship with him, we're not counting down the minutes. We're like, this is so special. There's nothing that fills me up more. There's nothing that connects me more. There's nothing that brings peace of mind more. There's nothing like this beautiful, special Menuchas HaNefesh that we appreciate and have on Shabbos. Thank you for learning together. Have a wonderful day.